All right, Rabbi Osei, good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up page Resh Vav. Our goal this morning is to finish Perek Yotes, chapter 19, Mesilas Yesharim. So the Ramchal writes, "Va'amna." We're actually skipping just a little bit. I sent out on the WhatsApp where we're starting from today. "Va'amna," bottom of page Resh Vav. "Va'amna." Od ikar sheni yesh bekavanas hachasidus v'tovas hador. This is beautiful. The chassid also has in mind something additional. You know, so up until now we're speaking about that the chassid doesn't do things for selfish reasons, but does things for selfless reasons. Service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, benefit of God. Now the Ramchal brings down that the tzaddik also goes ahead and always has in mind what is beneficial for the generation. What can I do to help my generation? Rabbi Osei, a bit more globally stated, you know, what can I do to help my world? That it's not just about me, but what can I do to help my dar? What can I do to help my generation? Tovas ador shinei roi v'chol chasid, she yiskavin b'maisov l'tovas doro, kadei v'zako sosom. It is best for every chasid to think about what can he do to benefit his generation. V'inyan ha'kosov imru tzadi ki tov ki pri ma'alaleim yochilu, shekal hadar ochal mevherosov. V'chin amru chachamil zichorun levracha, hayesh ba'eitz, imyesh ba'misha migen al doro ka'eitz, tap of resh zayin. V'sira, shezeu ritzono shalmakom. And Rabbi Osei, see that this is the ultimate ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the will of God. Sheyiyu chasidei Yisrael, nezakim u'mechaprim al koshar ha'madrego shabahem. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from a tzaddik, from a righteous person, from a chasid, is not simply personal piety, not just enough that I'm going to make the best version of myself, but that I am going to go ahead and do something for my world, that I'm going to do something for my generation, that my piety doesn't just impact me personally, but has the ability to have an impact generationally. Again, he brings down the imagery over here in the Medrash of the Lulav and the Esrog, that each of the Dalet Minim represent different types of Jews, right? The Esrog ultimately, again, representing the Tzaddik, right, who has fragrance and taste. And again, each of the other species representing Jews of lesser, we'll call lesser spiritual intensity, to the point that we get to items that have no taste, no smell, which represent even the wicked. But the idea is that you're only Yotzi, you only fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog. How? If you bring everything together. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the righteous to influence the wicked. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the righteous to somehow uplift the rest of the aguda, right? The rest of the group, the rest of the bundle. She'in HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz ba'avdan ha'rishayim. See, this is very interesting. God does not want the destruction of the wicked. Ela mitzvah mutalas ala chasidim lishtadel lezakosam ulechaper aleihem. But rather, again, there's a mitzvah on the chasidim, a mitzvah on the chasid, on the righteous, on the pious individual, to ultimately try to go ahead and to benefit and to help. And to help those around them. V'zeh tzarech she'yase b'kavanas avodaso, v'gam b'tfilaso b'poal, d'haynu she'yispalel al doro, l'chaper al mi she'tzarech mechapara, u'lahashev b'tshuva, mi she'tzarech lo, u'lelamei sanigoria al hadar kulo. And the idea ultimately is that a person, that the tzaddik has to go ahead and try to figure out how to defend the generation. You know, it's easy to condemn. It's easy to look around at people and go ahead and explain or point out why they're doing what's wrong. But the job of a tzaddik is to defend, is to find the good, is to find the righteousness. You know, I'll say, you know, from two different angles, Rabbi Yitzchak of Berdichev was known as the Sanigorin Shel Yisrael. He was the defender of the Jewish people. He was always able to find the good in the Jew, even no matter how, like, depraved the person looked. He was always able to find something positive. From a different perspective, the Aruch HaShulchan, right? The Aruch HaShulchan, one of very important work on halacha. One of the things that the Aruch HaShulchan always does is, whenever he finds something that people do that clearly looks contrary to halacha, he always finds a way to explain it, which is really fascinating. So as I said, there's a midah like that. A midah like that is, it's not my job to point out what people are doing wrong. It's my job to try to figure out, okay, maybe to help them come to a better way of life, but also to see the good in them, to define them, to defend them. That's the job of the Chazir. Kvar Amuz Zichron of the Bracha, a posik va'ani basi bidvarecha shelo Chazir Gavriel v'nichnas lefnim min apargod ela kishlim esanegora al Yisrael. That the angel Gavriel was only granted access into the inner sanctum of God when he found the way to defend the Jewish people. Ki eina kodesh baruch hu ohev el lemisha ohev es Yisrael. We'll say, this is incredible, such a beautiful line. God only loves Jews who love Jews. God only loves Jews who love Jews. Now, again, God loves all people, but I'm saying, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Jews who love Jews. This idea, ultimately, again, that what the Chassid must possess is an incredible level of Avas Yisrael. That what it means to be a Chassid is not to condemn and not to find the negativity and not to point out the shortcomings, but to defend, to see the good, and to figure out how to love every Jew. He goes on, V'choma shodem magdil ahavaso liYisrael. The more a person intensifies their love for their fellow Jew, gama kodesh baruch hu magdil alav. The more you love Jews, the more God loves you. And the more you go out of your way to love Jews, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way, kivyachol, to love you. Ve'eloheim haroem ha'amitim shel Yisrael. She'HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz bohem harbe, shemosim atzum altsono. And these are the types of shepherds that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves most. Those who give up themselves to protect the flock. And they find a way ultimately again to make sure that they are taken care of in every situation. Look at every example we have from Avram Avinu. One of Avram Avinu's most dramatic moments is when everybody thinks it's the Akedah, but the truth is one of his most dramatic moments is when he davens to the people of Sodom. Right? These people were bad people. They were bad people. It's not like they were a little bit misguided or a little bit lost or had different ideologies. They were bad. They were just bad. They were bad, depraved people. And yet Avraham Avinu feels his job as the Tzaddik Hadar is to daven for them. Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael builds the golden calf. We both say, do you know the way Chazal described the golden calf? They describe it as a bride committing an act of adultery under her chuppah. It's bad. It's bad. Right? It's not good. I mean, adultery is always bad, but like in that moment when a couple is forging their marital bond and the kala is with another man who's not her husband, under the chuppah, it's the most ridiculous relationship trespass. That was the chita eagle. We're standing at the mountain. We just heard God. We just saw God. We just said Nasa Anisha and we built a golden calf. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He could have just easily said, you know what? I'm done with you guys. Right? I am so done, right? I'm transitioning to something else. Maybe they have an opening back in Egypt or something, you know? I'm getting out of here. This is ridiculous. But what does he do? He defends them. He advocates. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from the Chassid. Halama Zedome, La'av. We're finishing. La'av she'ino oev shum la'av. La'av. La'av she'ena oev shum adam yoser mimishu who roes she'oev es banav ava ne'emenes v'u'adavar she'teve ya'ilalav. We'll say, you know, at the end of the day, who does a person have the greatest hakaras, the greatest amount of gratitude towards? If you do something for my child, right? If you do something for my child, I have boundless gratitude to you, right? You do something nice for me, of course I have gratitude, but you take care of my child. You do something nice for my child, you're there for my child, I'm yours. Whatever you ever need, come to me. So can you imagine this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do something for his children, when you do something for your fellow Jew, you have earned God's boundless love. And when you try to defend your fellow Jew, you try to advocate for your fellow Jew, and you try to stick up for your fellow Jew, and you try to be malam etzchus for your fellow Jew, that earns you HaKadosh Baruch Hu's undying love. Behu inyan koin gadol, sha'amra alav she'elahem levaki, shrachamim al-doram, v'lo bikshar. We'll say this is incredible. Troubling Yimar Maseches Makis, that if somebody kills Bishogeg, somebody kills accidentally. So what's the halacha? They're exiled to an Ir Miklat, city of refuge. And they stay there until when? We're going to get to Makis soon, Emirat Hashem, another couple of weeks. Right, so we'll go ahead. So they stay in the city of refuge until when? Until the Kohen Gadol dies. What does the Kohen Gadol have to do with anything? To which the Gemara says, because the Kohen Gadol should have davened for his generation that such misfortune should not occur. And if they did occur, it means that there's a level of liability and culpability that rests with the Kohen Gadol. Wow. So if somebody in the nation kills someone else accidentally, that's considered to be that the Kohen Gadol fell asleep on the job. He didn't do something. You see the level of advocacy and the level of concern and the level of love and the level of commitment that a leader has to have for his flock. But it's not just the leader. It's any chassid. It's any chassid. Any person who wants to be truly pious has to have this level of empathy, sympathy, compassion, advocacy, and love for his people. He goes on. B'chein amru ha'u gavad da'achle ari b'richo k'tlas ha'parsi minei d'Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi v'lo ishtai iliyoba hadi t'las yom. It was an incredible Gemara. The Gemara says that there was once a man who was eaten by a lion at a distance of 3 parsos, which is a pretty significant distance from Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. And as a result, Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come to speak to Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi for 3 days. What's like the in-between over here? It's in between the lines. Eliyahu HaNavi apparently came to see Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi every single day. But once the guy was eaten by a lion at a distance of 3 parsos of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Eliyahu HaNavi got braggis. He got upset at Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. He said, how could it be that someone is hurt within 3 parsos of you? That means you did not daven properly. You didn't advocate properly. You didn't have proper empathy, proper compassion. So Eliyahu HaNavi held Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi responsible for the death of a man many miles from Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi's home. That's the level of responsibility that the chassid carries for the collective. Har lechachova hamutelas ala chassidim levakish ulishtadl al bnei doram. Therefore, says Ran Chal, you see from here that halacha lemaisa, the tzaddik, the chassid, has an incredible responsibility to advocate and to try to take care of his generation. We end off the perek dinei kvar be'anu chelki ha'chassid ha'rashayim u'pratei misrum l'chol barsecho l'chol leiftar l'esnag b'hem b'derach ha'yashar l'fi ha'shar shem be'ela kol davar b'itar. So now, as we conclude, this is our 26th shir on Parak Yotes on the 19th Shabbat of Masechta Sharim. So as we go ahead and we finish Parak Yotes, I think we would agree, and it's kedai to chazer this parak because we've been doing it for a while. This is perhaps one of the most transformative prakim of Masechta Sharim. The Ramchal teaches us how to be a chassid, what it means to be a chassid. For most of us, I might not be on the level of a chassid just yet, but in life, it's always good to know what you're working towards. Even if I'm not going to be there yet, and even if it's going to take me a long time to get there, at least I know what I'm working towards. So I've now learned about actional chassidus, cognitive chassidus, chassidus ultimately, again, in my mitzvahs, chassidus in my mindsets, and finally we end off with chassidus in my advocacy. That the chassid is always worried, concerned, and preoccupied with the needs of the klal and how he can benefit them. We'll stop over here. Mazel tov on the completion of the parak. It's 20 mamsh.